SBS Radio.
The United States Capitol on January 6, 2021. The day supporters of then-President Donald Trump stormed the Houses of Congress to try and overturn the election result under the incorrect belief it was stolen. The main proponent of that falsehood was the president himself, who gave this response to the riots hours later.
I know you're pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now.
That was the trigger for Facebook, who removed the post for violating its community standards and shortly afterwards joined other social media sites in banning the president from posting. The platform's founder, Mark Zuckerberg, announced the following day an indefinite ban had been put in place. That suspension robbed Mr. Trump of much of his political influence among his supporter base. But it also raised questions about what limitations social media companies should place on the speech of prominent public figures. On the day Mr. Trump's successor Joe Biden was inaugurated, Facebook referred the case to its oversight board, an institution created by the company to examine these issues. It's made up of a global panel of independent figures from think tanks, academia, NGOs, the media, and politics. The board's binding verdict on the case was handed down today. It upheld the ban with some caveats. Former Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt is a member on the panel.
In this instance with Mr. Trump, we are telling them very, very clearly that they did the right thing when they removed Mr. Trump from their platforms, but they can't just invent rules as they go along. They have to stick to their own rules, because if we as users have to follow Facebook's community standards.
The board found Facebook took the correct action in banning Mr. Trump for those posts on January 6, at least while there was a heightened risk of violence. But it says the company made the wrong call in saying the ban is indefinite. Here's board member Michael McConnell.
Facebook's own policies do not authorize an indefinite suspension. In the event of a violation, but users and their audiences must not be left in a state of uncertainty as to time or reasons for restoration.
The board has set a new deadline for the company. They have 6 months to re-examine the president's suspension and whether the penalty handed down should be reconsidered if the risk of violence across America has changed. Ms. Thorning-Schmidt said the organisation needs to take ownership over these issues.
But they also made up a penalty that doesn't exist. So I think it's only right that we don't accept that Facebook just shirks its responsibility and pushes it over to us. They have to take their own responsibility.
Nick Clegg, Facebook's Vice President of Global Affairs, said the company is now reviewing the board's guidance and will carefully consider its next steps. Dex Hunter Torek used to work as a speechwriter for Mr. Zuckerberg. He backed the board's judgment as fair.
If you look at the decisions that have been made by the board so far, they've overturned Facebook in a whole bunch of areas and really shown where Facebook's policies are lacking. And I think in today's decision, the board has very clearly said Facebook broke the rules as well as Mr. Trump. And that's not appropriate.
For now, Mr. Trump's accounts will remain suspended, but the ruling means there is a possibility he will be allowed back on Facebook and Instagram before the year ends. Nevertheless, the former president was not impressed. What Facebook, Twitter and Google have done is a total disgrace and an embarrassment to our country, he wrote on his website, now his only public communications channel. These corrupt social media companies must pay a political price and must never again be allowed to destroy and decimate our electoral process. His former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, echoed his thoughts on Fox News.
And I can tell you that it is two different standards, one for Donald Trump and one for a number of other people that are on their sites and suggesting that more nefarious things than what the president has been accused of. And so this is a sad day for America, but a sadder day for the Facebooks of the world who have actually enjoyed a very wild, wild west kind of regulatory environment. I can tell you that's going to change.
The company has been in the sights of American lawmakers for years, with several Republican congressmen vowing today to break up the company for anti-competitive behavior. President Biden's spokesperson Jen Psaki dodged requests to comment on whether the company had overstepped the line.
The president's view is that the major platforms have a responsibility related to the health and safety of all Americans to stop amplifying untrustworthy content, disinformation and misinformation, especially related to COVID-19, vaccinations, and elections. And we've seen that over the past several months, broadly speaking.
Either way, Mr. Trump won't have the chance to post anytime soon. Naveen Razik, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.